VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Emergency workers in the mid-Atlantic states of North and South Carolina are warning people to finish their preparations Wednesday for the arrival of an especially powerful hurricane. The storm is expected to bring life-threatening rainfall of 50 to 75 centimeters and winds of up to 205 kilometers per hour beginning late Thursday. More than a million people along the coasts of North and South Carolina and Southern Virginia have fled. Vice President Mike Pence.
To anyone who is in the path of this storm, it is vital that every American in harm's way take this storm seriously and be safe. As the President said yesterday, the safety of the American people is our absolute highest priority.
This could be the strongest storm to hit the Carolina coast in more than 60 years. The United States says it has determined that Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are taking sufficient steps to prevent civilian destruction in Yemen. Saudi coalition airstrikes have killed thousands of civilians in Yemen. In a statement, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he had certified to Congress that Saudi Arabia and the UAE are, quote, undertaking demonstrable actions to reduce the risk of harm to civilians and civilian infrastructure resulting from military operations of these governments. Officials in Afghanistan's eastern Nangarhar province say the death toll from Tuesday's suicide bombing has risen to 68 people. The attack happened in Dhaka village in remote Mohman Dara district as people gathered to demand the dismissal of a local police commander. The Taliban has denied any involvement in the suicide attack. This is VOA News. European Union legislation.